Tantor Audio presents The Devil in the Marshalsea by Antonia Hodgson. Narrated by John Lee. Conscience makes ghosts walk and departed souls appear. It works upon the imagination with an invincible force, like faith. Daniel Defoe, The Secrets of the Invisible World Disclosed, 1729. Arose about 4. In the park I saw half a dozen crows in very hoarse conversation together, but not understanding their language, I could not devise what they were upon, but believe they was agreeing how to divide the corpse of those unhappy wretches that die so briefly in this place. John Grano, A Journal of My Life While in the Marshalsea, 1728-1729. Historical Note. The Devil in the Marshalsea is set in the autumn of 1727 in London and Southwark, which was generally regarded as a separate town at the time. King George I had died in June. His son, George II, was now king, although he was not crowned until October. People were curious to discover what sort of monarch he would turn out to be. A Philistine and a buffoon, if we are to believe Lord Harvey, the waspish chronicler of court life. The Marshalsea of 1727 is not the same prison that Dickens depicted so brilliantly in Little Dorrit. This second jail was not opened until the turn of the 1800s, and was situated further down Borough High Street. The original prison had existed since at least the 14th century, and was set between Mermaid Court and what is now Newcomen Street. In 1720, Britain suffered its first great modern economic catastrophe, the collapse of the South Sea Company. Thousands were ruined when the company's stock plummeted, and the devastating effects...